Hello everyone, welcome to my short presentation. My name is Martina Stawiarzewa and I will talk about spider molting. So we will look at spiders in the system of organisms, into which clades do they belong, whom they are related to, and so on. Then we will move to exoskeleton, what is it good for, what it's not, what are the drawbacks. Then at the mechanism of molting. And what is it, molting? So let's start. So as we can see from this diagram, that spiders belong to a group called Ecdysozoa. Why is it important? Because all of those animals, from nematodes to crustaceans to myriapodes and those arachnids, they all do have this exoskeleton and they all do the molting. So we can see that arachnids are right there, and in arachnids spiders belong to this group called Araneae. So that's the position of in the system. So now what is the exoskeleton? It's made of layers of cuticle, a composite material containing various proteins and chitin. The compound is extremely strong, so it's really good for them, but it has one serious drawback, and it's that it can't grow. So maybe you're wondering, why do they have it when they can't grow? It's because it's an amazing barrier against desiccation. It provides them from losing water. It provides them protection from mechanical injury. Then it's giving shape to their bodies. It's like with our skeleton and our bodies. How would we look like without a skeleton? It would be just a pile of muscles and organs in our skin. But thanks to our skeleton, we look the way we do. And this it's the same with spiders. But they just have the skeleton outside the body, not inside. It also gives frame to which their muscles are attached. Again, it's very similar to our bodies and our skeletons. So there's still this question, how can they grow when it can't grow, this exoskeleton? So during evolution, they evolve a mechanism called molting. It's a very complicated and it's even dangerous process for them, but they're good at it, don't worry. As you can see in this picture, they have this thick layer of cuticle. It's the exoskeleton. In the right, under the cuticle, there's a layer of epidermal cells. When the spider needs to grow, the ecdysone, the hormone, starts to spread amongst the layer of underlying epidermal cells, and it makes them undergo a round of cell division. Thereby, they larger their surface, and then they start to secrete the new cuticle right under the old one. It may seem strange because you know they have this like solid exoskeleton, and how can they squeeze the new cuticle under it? It's because it's very, very soft, and it's possible. But one, the new cuticle is well developed, it needs to get rid of the old one because they are really squeezed in it, and the old cuticles becomes kind of a prison for them. They are trapped in it and they need to get rid of it. So they shed it. It may seem like very simple, but it's not. And I will show you pictures how do they do it. So firstly, they bounce, and sometimes they pounce like many times until they make it. Then they fall backwards, it looks like that. Then they start to increase their heart rate, and they start to pump the hemolymph, which is a spider blood, from this part called abdomen to that part called cephalothorax. The pressure increases until the old cuticle cracks. When it's cracked, they start to flex their muscles, and slowly, in like pulses, they are moving out of the new cuticle, like right on in this picture. You can see that they really are getting out of the old cuticle. In this picture, they are even more out of it, and here you can even see that their teeth are very white, and they are lighter than they were in this older cuticle. Once they are out, they lay like this for a few minutes or hour or so, and later they get back to their normal position. But during a few days after the molting, their body is very soft, and they are vulnerable and potential prey for other predators. Even during the molting can be very dangerous, because when it started, it can't be interrupted, and any disturbance can may cause big problems, or they can even get stuck in old cuticle, and after they die, of course. But when everything goes well, and then they have few days to recover, their legs and whole body sclerotizes, and so do their legs, and it hardens, and in few days they are okay and ready to hunt again, and they can continue on living. So this is how does the old cuticle looks like when the spider gets out of it. Even though the same term molting is using for losing the outer layer of skin among some vertebrates like snakes and lizards and so, it's not the same process, because this molting concerns only invertebrates, ecdysozoa, and this is really much more difficult and complex process. So to sum it up somehow, spiders have external skeleton, which have many advantages, but also this big drawback that it can't grow. So they had to evolve this process of molting, which enables them to shed the old cuticle once the new cuticle is well developed. And after the molting, they are vulnerable and they are in, let's say, a danger for a few days. So this will be it. Here you can see some sources, and I would love to thank you for your attention, and if you've got any questions, feel free to ask, and I will try to do my best to answer them.